Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are underway. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee tried and failed to stop the hearings before they could get started this morning. An attempt to pressure the Trump administration to release more than 100,000 pages of Kavanaugh's records from his time in the Bush White House. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker was among those who said the hearing should not continue until all of the documents are made available.
We have not received the documents that you have even called for. So, sir, based upon your own principles, your own values, I call for at least to have a debate or a vote on these issues and not for us to rush through this process.
Booker is widely viewed as a potential presidential contender in 2020. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo sat down with Booker and caught up with some of his colleagues recently. He offers this look at how the Garden State's junior senator maneuvers inside the Capitol and how this week could be a big moment for him on a big stage.
For members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, this week's hearings have already consumed their lives since Judge Kavanaugh was tapped to fill the open Supreme Court seat back in July. For Senator Cory Booker, that's meant hiring more staff to help pore over the more than 400,000 pages provided to the committee. He even hopped a plane to campaign for a fellow Democrat out in Nevada with a big book bag loaded down with reading material on the nominee.
We're preparing for this like everything's at stake and trying to make sure that that limited time that I have to engage with the nominee is used as effectively as possible to bring out the issues that I hope Americans will focus on.
Booker says one of his biggest concerns is over Kavanaugh's past statements that seem to suggest he doesn't think sitting presidents can be indicted. But his list of concerns doesn't end there.
The protections on pre-existing conditions and elements of the Affordable Care Act. But it's so much more vast than that. The ability to marry who you want to marry, voting rights, the power of corporations in America.
But Democrats are in the minority and don't have any procedural means to block Kavanaugh. Booker knows that, but he points to how his party was able to help defeat the GOP attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. He predicts a loud enough public outcry can also block Kavanaugh's nomination.
You had three Republican senators flip, and I think that was a driving force, was the activism and engagement of Americans.
But driving that engagement doesn't always endear a senator to colleagues. Booker turned heads when he became the first sitting senator in history to testify against a colleague when he formally urged his fellow senators to vote against Jeff Sessions' nomination as Attorney General. While South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham likes Booker, he didn't like when he broke precedent.
I think he has the right to do it. I don't think it's his finest moment. It's a further step in the wrong direction.
Another member of the Judiciary Committee, John Cornyn of Texas, the number two Senate Republican, viewed it as a political move.
I mean, it looks to me like he's got his sights set on 2020 and doing what he feels like he needs to do to be a contender.
Booker brushes aside the criticisms and likens testifying against Sessions to how he's preparing to question Kavanaugh this week.
I'm very proud of that, and I think that that was a similar moral moment.
That's in part because Booker says everything he predicted on Sessions has come true.
I knew exactly what he would do. I said it in my remarks, and it has happened already. And so sometimes in life, it's not about the outcome and winning. It's about saying, I will not be silent. I will not sit on the sidelines when what I believe is injustice is happening, and I'm going to speak up.
Even though Booker ruffled feathers by breaking Senate tradition, many Republicans like and respect him.
He's very ambitious, but at times he seems pretty rational, very rational.
Smart enough to know maximizing relationships is finding where your sweet spot is in terms of working together.
He's a very personable, likable individual, and you can see why he's been successful in politics.
That's Republican Senators John Thune of South Dakota, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, and Richard Shelby of Alabama. For Democrats, Booker is seen as a rising star. As Delaware Senator Chris Coons boarded the train that runs underneath the Capitol, he explained how with Booker, what you see is what you get.
One of the things I really value about our friendship and our working relationship is that Cory is someone who is every bit as funny and engaging and warm as he is capable of being sharp, focused, and purposeful. So he's a rare senator. And he's been a terrific addition to the Judiciary Committee.
Booker is now the top Democrat on the Africa subcommittee. And Kuhn says in spots like that, where there's no national coverage, is where he's really seen Booker shine.
And, you know, look, that's not glamorous work. It's not going to help you in Iowa or New Hampshire. I'm just throwing out one of several examples of ways in which I think Corey is doing the job, fighting for New Jersey, showing up at the Senate, doing his work here, rather than being, as you put it, distracted by the prospects of 2020.
As for this week's confirmation hearings, the spotlight will be on Booker and other potential 2020 White House aspirants. But the former mayor of Newark says he's not focused on the cameras.
These coming days will have a consequence on American history that will be felt for generations to come. And I've got to do my best in this moment to perform my job, which is spelled out in the Constitution.
As one of the newer and younger senators questioning Kavanaugh, Booker knows his time to press the nominee will come near the end. So he's planning accordingly and is ready to scrap some of what he's prepared if his more senior colleagues fail to ask certain questions or don't get suitable answers from the nominee.
So I think there'll be a lot of cleanup for those of us, as I am, the penultimate person seniority.
While Kavanaugh will be under the intense spotlight all week long, Booker will share that stage with him in 30-minute increments as he questions him throughout the week. Political watchers will be looking to see if Booker helps or hurts a potential bid for the White House during his time in the limelight. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.